Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, actor Drew Powell plus Donnie Baker calls in right after this Mr. Obvious classic.
Aus dem Herr Obvious Programm gehen wir zum Telefon. Tag, Herr Obvious Programm.
Tag, bist du Herr Obvious?
Ja, ich heiße Herr Obvious.
Oh, Tag, Herr Obvious. Ich bin un langsam listenen und erst seit Telefon.
Ja?
Ja, Herr Obvious, ich habe ein Problem.
Ja?
Ja, ich habe ein Kritter unter meinen Sinken.
Ja?
Ja. Ja, es ist trapped in dem Pipe und die Noise gemacht.
Jawohl. Wie du bist dem Noise?
Aber machen dem growling Noise.
Ja, ja.
Ja,
wohl.
Wie das?
Ah, in dem Sinken?
Ja, unter dem Sinken. Wie pipen.
Das ist deinem Garbage Disposal.
Das Garbage Disposal?
Ja, jawohl, ja.
Es ist ein Garbage Disposal und nicht ein Kritter?
Nein.
Oh, ja, das Sounden auf dem Kritter, aber...
Nein.
It's the worst.
Ich habe nicht dein Connection.
Ja, jawohl. Garbage Disposal.
Dankeschön, Herr Obvious. Du bist dem Besten.
Du bist willkommen. Danke für Telefonen. Auf Wiedersehen. Bis next in Wacke. An dem Herr Obvious Programmen.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Joining us from Hollywood via Brooklyn. He is actor Drew Powell.
Via L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm back on the left coast, y'all. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Drew.
I'm so glad to see you.
Good to see you, Drew.
Once again, if you're not familiar with Drew's work,
The Bear in Pee-wee's Off-Broadway show.
There you go.
That's right.
That is not soft porn.
Joining us in the Napa Auto Parts studios, we have our engineer is Ace. We have Eddie helping out with the band over there. Thank you, Eddie. There's Pat Godwin. This is a big crew here. That's Josh.
Hey.
Josh, once again... Drew is his new motto is, "I'm a thorough and generous lover."
Ooh,
that's right.
Nice. The ladies' man.
Is that because of the new beard?
That only helps things, Drew.
Yeah,
we like the beard. He's going back home to see his folks with that beard. I'm very excited. Christy Lee is right there. This is Tom speaking. Thank you so much. We'll be hearing from Duke Tomato shortly. Drew.
Drew has a band. Do you jam a lot?
Man jam.
Yeah.
A little man jam, Tom?
Yes, baby.
The name of the band is Man Jam.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah.
You can draw your own conclusion on what that might be.
You're a heck of a singer.
Yes, you are. And you have finished your, well, can you even say, are you?
Yeah. They killed me dead.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they brought me back to life and then killed me
dead. I was going to say, they have a tendency to bring you back.
The show is Gotham, and there's no hope for maybe a flashback?
No, not so far. I think they're shooting until December, so I got a couple weeks left
to get the call.
Exactly. But no, it was a good way to go out. The only thing I said to the producers was just give him a worthy death. Poor old Butch, he's been through a lot. That was the fourth time I've been shot, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
But
then you fell into a radioactive swamp, and then
I thought that was going to be perfect job security. When they make you a zombie, you can't be killed.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Now, what's the latest? Now, what are you doing these days?
You know, I
have something secret you can't talk about yet?
There's a couple things like that. Yeah. But the one thing, there's two things that were exciting. One is sad because it didn't get picked up, but I did a pilot for LA Confidential. You remember that movie?
And that did not get picked up.
Oh, yeah.
So help me, I will never understand why.
What a heck of a cast. Walter Goggins.
Yeah,
and one of the finest actors working today, Shay
Wiggum.
He is so good.
Tony Curran, he's another guy. You don't know you love him, and you look him up, and you're like, that guy.
Well, that's unfortunate. I've been looking forward to that.
But that won't even hit the air?
No.
That movie
has
one of my favorite scenes in it, when Russell Crowe and Kevin Spacey are walking through a nightclub. And Russell Crowe looks at somebody, this girl, and goes, "Who do you think you are, Lana Turner?" And Kevin Spacey goes, "That is Lana Turner." It's great. Yeah,
that movie's great.
And I didn't know Russell Crowe was Australian.
Kevin Spacey. Sure.
That's right. And Guy Pearce was in that, who's also Australian.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Both those guys.
Coming over here taking our jobs. What a bunch of jerks.
Yeah. Well, now, if we were casting, Drew, I want to give people an idea what Drew looks like if they can't see him. First of all, if you want to see him,
VIP.
We are broadcasting, streaming the show live today on the VIP. So go to bobandtom.com/VIP, I think it is. Mm. If we were casting, I'll let you do this because whatever I say, you'll think is indelicate. If you were casting.
That's because whatever you say is indelicate.
that's correct. If you were casting Drew in a movie, we'll just pick one. Go ahead.
What movie or what character?
Yeah, just you can make the movie up and he'd be good as a what?
Mm. He'd be great as a private detective.
It was a dark and stormy night.
She came into my office. Oh, yeah.
What can I do for you, babe?
Chick and I have a favorite franchise that's maybe underrated or underseen. I don't know, but it's the FX franchise.
Oh, yeah, with
Brian Brown,
Dennehy.
Yes, I think you would be perfect in a reboot as the Dennehy character.
I'm in.
It's about this movie, special effects expert who steals things and creates crime doing special effects, and nothing really happens. Yeah. Yep. I get excited.
But I think if for people trying to figure out what you look like.
Right.
Dennehy-esque, a young.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
But you could be cast as, say, a high school football coach.
Yeah, thank you. I've done
former
that.
Player, blew his knee out just before.
Had a few donuts.
Just before the check was coming in for that.
Is this your nice way of saying Drew's a bigger guy?
He looks like a lineman.
A lineman? Okay, yeah.
I mean, am I right? I mean.
Yeah, no.
Dick Butka story?
When I. that's great. I would do that.
The Dick Butka story.
When I first got to Hollywood, I was in an acting class, and we all had to come up with log lines for ourselves. So how can you, in one phrase or so, you know, describe yourself? Like, so it would be, and so my, I don't remember the full thing, but it was something like John C. Reilly meets John Goodman in The King of Queens or something like that.
Oh.
You know, like
thing. Sure.
So that's homework for you to figure out what your log line is.
That's interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. I would say Dick the Bruiser. Mm. As a young man.
Ooh.
How about that?
Is that you?
For you.
No.
For you?
I thought it was for you.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, I was
clearly that would not. No, because you could also be a WWE guy.
Yeah, I mean.
You're fit and strong.
Did you see David Arquette? Did some of that wrestling and
got
cut in the jugular.
Yeah, he was bleeding like crazy.
Yeah.
So that was real. Huh?
That was real. He said he'll never do that again.
That was that extreme wrestling.
Yeah.
Where you throw chairs at each other.
But I'm telling you, I did a movie with John Cena, and I'm not kidding you, it was called The Marine, and we were shooting in Australia. He would fly back to the United States on the weekends to do wrestling shows. Like, I'm going to Columbus. And he left on Friday. Came, and every time he came back, it was just these little, like, he had a fat lip. He had looked like somebody had bit a chunk out of the back of his hand.
Wow.
I'm like, I know it's fake, but those dudes get hurt.
And he's a terrific actor. That's got to make you really angry.
Yeah. What a jerk. Where do you get off?
Being beautiful.
Exactly.
And acting.
I knew he was going to do well even back then, though, because he had this great attitude. I'll never forget. This is a funny story. We were at the Saddle Ranch, which is the most cliche of Hollywood bars on Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
The one with the bull and the whole thing. And he'd probably hate me telling this story, but I don't care. We have a big night. He was a fan of the Jägermeister back then, probably isn't anymore. But we had a big night, had a lot of fun, and he paid the check. And he wasn't, you know, he was just early John Cena. And he paid the check, and I, in my Jägermeister haze, don't remember the exact number, but I felt like there was like a lot of digits there. And I'm like, bro, I think you missed. He's like, nah, man. And we walked out, and I turned back in, and the waitress like had to sit down. whatever that tip was,
big,
like
huh?
Paid her car payment. I think.
Nice.
So,
nice.
It was. I was impressed by that.
What a cool guy. We have a lot to get to here. Oh,
wait. Yes, I will get that. Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
You guys are getting all excited about Thanksgiving.
Oh mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll say it like this: this might surprise you, but it's my favorite of all the holidays.
Really?
Is it?
I swear to God. Well, think of it. You get to stuff yourself for free. Then after you're stuffed, you head off the mall for some hand-to-hand combat over a set of discounted $5 earbuds.
Yeah.
And after court costs, they ring you about 20.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, I heard you guys talking the last couple of weeks about these turduckins and stuff. What, it's a chicken and a duck.
Stuffed in a turkey. It's ridiculous.
In a turkey. Well, if you love turduckins, you'll love our Baker family tradition.
Oh, what do you do?
We do splarky.
Yes, what's that?
Well, you take your 20-pound turkey.
Yeah. Right.
Then you're going to stuff it with 7 cans of Spam.
Oh boy.
Okay. 4 dozen Slim Jims.
Right.
Yes. All right. About 6 bags of Funyuns.
Well, there you go.
Whoa.
Bake it 375, 350, about 6-8 hours, and serve.
Now, Donna, you know 4 dozen Slim Jims is 48 Slim Jims, right?
Well, these are the minis, chick.
Oh. Okay.
So that's your splurky.
These look like the Virginia Slim Jims.
Okay.
That's very, very silly, Donnie.
Well, the turkey comes out so moist, and then that Funyun stuffing ain't nothing to shake your stick at neither.
Oh.
I love Thanksgiving.
Sounds
you know,
good.
Thanksgiving is like a... Not only eating, it's a good time to argue with your family in person and not just on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, nice.
Because it used to be all us men be in the family room watching Scarface, and then all the women be in the kitchen cooking.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, you got the Republican side of your family hanging out in the garage while the Democrats are all huddled up by the mini barn. The mom's all left alone in the kitchen with that libertarian cousin who's transitioning from Mark back to Martha. Pretty God.
Oh, transitioning.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Well.
But I hope you're planning on making one of our Sparkies. If you do, take the Spam out of the can.
Oh, yeah, that's helpful.
Oh, uh-huh.
I would think so.
Good to know.
Our hottest cousin, Amber, she learned the hard way. When Spam cams end up bursting, she tried deep frying the bird, ruined Thanksgiving and her carport.
Oh, oh yeah. God.
Car crack.
And you say she's your hottest cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, by far. Hey, Judge, if you want, Josh, but that's why I take rubbers to the family reunion.
Okay.
But the turkey actually still tasted good after the accident. I mean, what you could find of it.
Mm.
You had to eat it around the shrapnel.
Like, yeah, sure.
Like peel and eat shrimp a little bit. Oh, and you'll want to take the Slim Jims out of the wrappers, too.
Oh, yes. Good point. Yeah,
my cousin Lonnie looked like that turtle with the stopped-up nose that ruined plastic straws for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good. I'm going to go.
All right, see you.
There he goes. There he goes.
That turtle.
Yeah.
How dare he inhale those straws.
I don't want plastic in your turkey.
Now, Drew Powell's our guest. You may know him from Gotham. You had a great segment on Ray Donovan the first season.
Yeah, thanks.
That was fantastic. That's the first time I saw you. It was great. Now, you've got a great speaking voice. You doing any voiceover stuff?
Yeah, I do a lot of voiceover auditioning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm very good at auditioning for voiceovers. Okay. But I've done a few. Yeah, I've done some video games. I just had a friend of the show, Simon Pagino, IndyCar driver. He came to see me. I think he's in San Diego for Thanksgiving. So right before I left to come here, he came over, and I had to do an on-tape video game audition. So motion capture and the voice and the whole thing. It's kind of like a Game of Thrones-y kind of thing. And so he read the off-camera lines for me. So I had this great audition with this thick French accent. And it was hilarious and awesome. He did a great job. He's very good.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because you do have a great speaking voice, but people don't realize that you are, in fact, a singer.
I do like to sing. I don't want to brag, but I was a member of the Madrigals choir at Lebanon High School.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but Josh, of course, yes. Besides his contemporary band, the Consensuals, Josh right? Josh was in the, what were they called?
Fascinators?
Premier. Show choir. Yes,
Premier.
Right. Yeah, at Rockwood Summit High School in St. Louis.
Now, all great choirs do of the Geographical Fugue. Did you guys do that when you were...
Which one was that?
Nobody else knows it either.
Yeah.
It's the one that starts out, Trinidad and the Big Mississippi.
Look at him. He's acting like he doesn't know. What is it again?
And he's actually like, we do. Yeah. Yes.
No, I'm sure that there's a choral director out there that's going to send me his or her choir doing it. What was your favorite tune when you were in high school?
We did all those, the most cheesy things. Like,
there's something you probably had to like.
Be our guest. Put ourselves. Of his dizzy tent.
Yes.
Tie a napkin around your neck, Sherry.
And
then we did. Then we would do these songs. This was in the 90s, but we're still doing like The Way We Were.
Favorites with a bar or two.
Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or is time rewritten every line?
I'm seeing Dan Blocker. I'm seeing Dan Blocker, that's real.
That's real.
Didn't you film that in Australia or something?
That's where I met my wife. Yeah. Absolutely.
But you really do look kind of like a young Dan Blocker.
Thank you. He was an ugly son of a gun. Thank you. You know, but I had
I always thought
stop
Dan was
me.
The most handsome man in the cast.
You lie like a rock.
You are a liar.
No,
liar. Michael Landon is a national treasure.
Come on.
Michael Landon is a beautiful man.
For those of us listening under the age of 57, what show are we talking about?
Bonanza. You never saw Bonanza?
I've seen reruns, sure. But
Bonanza. If anyone fights any one of us, he's going to fight all three.
And didn't they all wear toupees except for Michael Landon?
Did Blocker wear one? It was a pretty bad one if he did.
Yeah, it was kind of a baldy one, wasn't it?
A baldy one?
A baldy one? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
I'd like to get one of those baldy toupees.
He was a great guy, though. Just a really, you just loved the guy.
Yeah.
So you had a chance to play him in the Bonanza story.
I did, yeah. And before I got that job, I had been in Hollywood for about 6 months, and a guy literally grabbed my shoulder on the street on Ventura Boulevard and said, if they ever do a remake of Bonanza, you should play Haas, and then walked away. That was weird.
Was that man the guy that directed the thing? Just some random, okay, so obviously a lot of people see the same thing I do.
Yeah.
We're talking with Drew Powell, actor.
And maybe we'll prevail on Josh to do his fabulous number from, what was it, the premiere?
Turn the beat around.
Hang on. Yes. Wait a minute.
Love to hear
percussion. You know? Yeah!
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands. Oh, that's so nice. Don't forget, you can watch us on the VIP for free today and tomorrow. BobandTom.com/VIP.
If you're not seeing this... Here we go.
Now, you remind me a lot of Gloria Stefan.
Thank you very much.
Now, before we take a break, we should show, this is kind of visual, but since a lot of people are watching in the VIP, could you do your with your new hair, you're kind of growing the hair out with the beard, you've got a new impression that you like to do?
Well, it's not so much, I think I look semi-insane at times when I have... this look, so if
so
I kind of fan...
You brush up the hair.
Yeah, with my
it's, getting, it's getting so much better.
I look like a guy who
do
would
this for Drew.
Come in and go, I've been working all night on my time machine.
Great Scott.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Thank you. Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.